New Delhi. India has stepped up health surveillance at airports after fresh Ebola outbreaks in parts of Africa raised international concern, with authorities issuing a nationwide advisory for passengers arriving from or transiting through high-risk countries, including the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, and South Sudan. The Directorate General of Health Services, DGHS, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, has directed travelers showing symptoms linked to Ebola to immediately report to airport health officials before immigration clearance. The advisory comes as global health agencies closely monitor the spread of the deadly virus in Central Africa. Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport has also issued a separate public health alert, asking passengers arriving from Ebola-affected regions to remain vigilant and seek medical attention if symptoms appear within 21 days of travel. Symptoms India asked travelers to watch for. According to the Health Ministry advisory, passengers should closely monitor symptoms such as fever, weakness, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, vomiting, diarrhea, sore throat, and unexplained bleeding. Authorities warned that anyone developing these symptoms after traveling from affected areas must immediately seek medical care and inform doctors about their travel history. Travelers who had direct contact with infected individuals have also been advised to remain under observation and avoid ignoring early signs of illness. Health officials stressed that early reporting and isolation remain critical in preventing the spread of the disease. WHO declares international health emergency. The latest concern follows the World Health Organization's decision to declare the Ebola outbreak an international health emergency, after infections linked to the Bundibugyo strain spread rapidly in parts of Africa. The outbreak has already claimed more than 139 lives in the Democratic Republic of Congo as of May 19, according to international health data. The WHO has warned that there is currently no approved vaccine or specific antiviral treatment available for the Bundibugyo strain, making containment measures even more important. Although the WHO stopped short of declaring a full pandemic emergency, global health agencies are treating the situation with urgency due to the high fatality risk associated with Ebola outbreaks. What exactly is Ebola? Ebola is a severe viral disease that spreads from animals to humans and later through direct human contact. Doctors describe it as a zoonotic infection, meaning the virus initially originates in animals before infecting people. Medical experts say the current outbreak involves the Bundibugyo variant, considered one of the rarer forms of Ebola. Unlike seasonal viral infections, Ebola can worsen rapidly if not diagnosed early. Initial symptoms often resemble common illnesses such as the flu or viral fever, which can make early detection difficult. As the disease progresses, patients may develop severe vomiting, diarrhea, dehydration, abdominal pain, liver and kidney complications, and in critical cases, internal or external bleeding. Ebola does not spread like COVID-19. Doctors have emphasized that Ebola spreads very differently from COVID-19, despite growing public anxiety around outbreaks. Ebola is not an airborne virus. People cannot get infected simply by sitting near someone, sharing a room, or breathing the same air. The virus spreads mainly through direct contact with infected bodily fluids such as blood, vomit, saliva, urine, sweat, or contaminated objects and surfaces. Medical experts say casual social interaction does not usually result in infection. However, outbreaks can become dangerous in areas where healthcare systems are weak, diagnosis is delayed, or infection control measures are inadequate. What doctors are advising? Doctors have urged people not to panic and warned against misinformation circulating on social media. Health experts say India is not witnessing widespread Ebola transmission, and there is currently no indication of community spread within the country. They advised travelers returning from affected regions to remain alert, maintain hygiene, and seek immediate medical help if symptoms develop. Medical care for Ebola mainly focuses on supportive treatment, including hydration, organ support, symptom management, and prevention of secondary infections. Experts also stress the importance of basic precautions such as regular handwashing, avoiding contact with bodily fluids of infected persons, and relying only on verified health information from official sources. New Delhi. India has stepped up health surveillance at airports after fresh Ebola outbreaks in parts of Africa raised international concern, with authorities issuing a nationwide advisory for passengers arriving from or transiting through high-risk countries, including the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, and South Sudan. The Directorate General of Health Services, DGHS, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, has directed travelers showing symptoms linked to Ebola to immediately report to airport health officials before immigration clearance. The advisory comes as global health agencies closely monitor the spread of the deadly virus in Central Africa. Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport has also issued a separate public health alert, asking passengers arriving from Ebola-affected regions to remain vigilant and seek medical attention if symptoms appear within 21 days of travel. Symptoms India asked travelers to watch for. According to the Health Ministry advisory, passengers should closely monitor symptoms such as fever, weakness, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, vomiting, diarrhea, sore throat, and unexplained bleeding. Authorities warned that anyone developing these symptoms after traveling from affected areas must immediately seek medical care and inform doctors about their travel history. Travelers who had direct contact with infected individuals have also been advised to remain under observation and avoid ignoring early signs of illness. Health officials stressed that early reporting and isolation remain critical in preventing the spread of the disease. WHO declares international health emergency. The latest concern follows the World Health Organization's decision to declare the Ebola outbreak an international health emergency, after infections linked to the Bundibugyo strain spread rapidly in parts of Africa. The outbreak has already claimed more than 139 lives in the Democratic Republic of Congo as of May 19, according to international health data. The WHO has warned that there is currently no approved vaccine or specific antiviral treatment available for the Bundibugyo strain, making containment measures even more important. Although the WHO stopped short of declaring a full pandemic emergency, global health agencies are treating the situation with urgency due to the high fatality risk associated with Ebola outbreaks. What exactly is Ebola? Ebola is a severe viral disease that spreads from animals to humans and later through direct human contact. Doctors describe it as a zoonotic infection, meaning the virus initially originates in animals before infecting people. Medical experts say the current outbreak involves the Bundibugyo variant, considered one of the rarer forms of Ebola. Unlike seasonal viral infections, Ebola can worsen rapidly if not diagnosed early. Initial symptoms often resemble common illnesses such as the flu or viral fever, which can make early detection difficult. As the disease progresses, patients may develop severe vomiting, diarrhea, dehydration, abdominal pain, liver and kidney complications, and in critical cases, internal or external bleeding. Ebola does not spread like COVID-19. Doctors have emphasized that Ebola spreads very differently from COVID-19, despite growing public anxiety around outbreaks. Ebola is not an airborne virus. People cannot get infected simply by sitting near someone, sharing a room, or breathing the same air. The virus spreads mainly through direct contact with infected bodily fluids such as blood, vomit, saliva, urine, sweat, or contaminated objects and surfaces. Medical experts say casual social interaction does not usually result in infection. However, outbreaks can become dangerous in areas where healthcare systems are weak, diagnosis is delayed, or infection control measures are inadequate. What doctors are advising? Doctors have urged people not to panic and warned against misinformation circulating on social media. Health experts say India is not witnessing widespread Ebola transmission, and there is currently no indication of community spread within the country. They advised travelers returning from affected regions to remain alert, maintain hygiene, and seek immediate medical help if symptoms develop. Medical care for Ebola mainly focuses on supportive treatment, including hydration, organ support, symptom management, and prevention of secondary infections. Experts also stress the importance of basic precautions such as regular handwashing, avoiding contact with bodily fluids of infected persons, and relying only on verified health information from official sources.